You're listening to The Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108. Michael Jackson. Good song to start off the show this morning on K108, The Carol Cox Show. We got Carol Cox in the studio today. And how's it going, Carol?
Good morning. I'm fine. And you?
Okay. Pretty
you
good.
You worked a little hard last night.
Yes.
Then your rainbows lost.
They're going to win today, though. Because I wasn't there the last two nights, so they're going to win today.
Oh, okay. You ought to become a politician.
Okay.
Yeah,
No.
Really, you would fit good into the scheme of things here. I mean, that reminds me of the recent refusal to introduce the bill, Calvin Say, because he felt that Linda Lingle was not going to approve it. She was going to veto it. So you thinking that the rainbow is going to win, you ought to become a politician.
Yeah.
You can see into the future.
Oh, okay, then I predict I'll have a girlfriend in 5 minutes.
No. Well, but that just shows you how desperate the Bulls are.
it's only two games into the season, so.
No, I love the Bulls. I'm just teasing you.
All right.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for joining me. This is the Carol Cox Show. I hope that some of you out there are really interested in... I want to hear from you, and I want to talk about our government. You know, I'm hearing a lot about, the big round building or the big square building where the devil does his work. And to me, that sounds as if we've become so fearful that it's acceptable to just come up with a quick little phrase, and that's satisfied, and it helps us overtly express our frustrations. And I want to hear from you out there and tell me, what do you think? And what I'm going to try and talk about today is the state of affairs. And, you know, there's a Democratic Party, there's a Republican Party, but it seems like they're both having a great big party with our monies and the responsibility that that's... They seem to have, we've invested in them, but it doesn't seem like they want to give back. They've lost their way, and some offer an explanation that, well, it's capitalism. They are being put in by big business. While that all might be true, you know, as I've said many times, most of us still have control. But we tend to trade our votes off for a really good moment, a song, kissing of the baby, or a promise by a politician, or a sound bite, or a fluffy ad, or a fluffy article, an article that is improbative, a news story that doesn't really give you anything to really go away with it to make decisions. So I want to hear from you if you're interested. 524-1080. The benefit, if you call, is that you get to express your opinion and your views and frustrations. The downside of that, if you don't call, you get to hear me, or you can turn the radio off. But anyway, looking at a couple things, we started off, you know, the Democratic Party. It's supposed to be, supposedly, the party of the common man, or the layman. And it's supposed to manage our monies because we, you know, they're going to do sensible things. But lately, I don't believe that we can tell really what really is a Democrat. And I say that because, you know, let's take the super ferry, for example. They pass a special legislation, a majority Democratic Party. Pass a special legislation to go ahead with the super ferry while it was to be going through an EIS. I thought the Democrats, what it's been preached, is that they would be for the environment. That's what I've always understood. And by the way, I am a registered Democrat. And I hope in the very near future that, you know, they're having tea parties and what have you. I'm seriously contemplating having a party, P-A-R-T-Y, not a political party, where we get together and we take our Democratic card and put it in a capsule. When these people get it, then we can pull them out, or we can have a party to cut them up, because something's wrong here. We got the legislator, primarily the majority Democrat. They give themselves a 36% increase in salary in these hard times. They come in and they say that the civil unions, they were supposed to be the ones who understand. They say, well, you got to watch the Republicans. The Republicans are not for you. They don't like black people, and, you know, and the Republicans don't like gays, and the Republicans don't like this, and you got to be religious. You know, you got to watch those Republicans. And when you go down to the state capitol, what you see is Don DeGatto, the Gatto brothers. This Democratic Party, if it can be described as such, is absolutely, it is off the hook. You shouldn't have any trust in them. You can't get a straight answer. Case in point, there's a recent ad running on TV. This Mufi Hanneman's chief of staff or a city director, Caldwell. What's that commercial for? What's he running for? They've gotten where they now manipulate you. Kurt Caldwell is running a commercial on TV, and you have to scratch your head, and I've scratched mine, and I've hit my T-bow back and replayed it and try to catch it again to see what is he telling us? Is he telling us he's going to run for mayor? And then so where are these tactics coming from? So is it a game that these folks are now playing? Is it the corporations that are wagging them or moving them or getting them to put money out and advertise? Are they setting us up for the kill? Anyway, I got a caller. Sandra, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Carol.
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
I don't have any faith in the legislators and senators and or governor or lieutenant governor in that, like you said, square building. I call it the gray building fronting Britannia Street.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why I call it the gray building. It's things are either black or white, but in those legislators' eyes, everything is gray, and they don't do a damn thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And excuse my language, but they don't do anything. I have tried many, many a times to get straight answers from the legislators and senators, and you can't get you can't even get them to call you back. You know.
Right, you are out there in Waialua side, right?
Yes.
And who's that? Bunda is your senator, and Margo Y is
yes.
the. Now I do know that in the past you've shared with me situations where you tried to simply get Margo Y and Bunda to respond to you about just the basic assistance and writing a letter to query Laura Thielen. And, chief of the chairperson of the DLNR.
Yes.
What and share with us, what has Bunda done for you? I mean, do you feel that he's acting in a manner that's consistent with the mantra of the Democratic Party?
No, because Bunda, he wrote a bill thinking that the bill was supposed to help us, but in his and also Michael Maguay, they wrote a bill, and what the bill was is that we are having a hard we actually cannot go overnight fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the camping paraphernalia rule, so you cannot have these items while you're fishing at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but in the bill that Michael Maguay and Bobby Bunda wrote, they put the word camping. Now, that's not helping us, because we're not camping. We're mm-hmm. overnight fishing.
Right.
So in language, they write a bill that, from the very beginning, doesn't help us.
Now,
it works against us.
Yeah, now, one of the things that I'm learning, is it factual that Bunda is running for lieutenant governor?
Yes.
And then Margo Y is going to shift over and run for his position.
For Bobby Bunda's position,
and
yes.
then Margo Y's aide is going to fill Margo Y's.
Okay, he's going to run for Margo Y's office.
So you're going to get more of the same at a higher level now.
Yes, because
your senator didn't listen, don't do anything for you, don't respond because he's Bobby Bunda.
Yeah.
And then Margo Y, he's not going to respond because he is Margo Y, who has slipped through the nooses of that financial issue that he had with donations and things of that nature. Boy, how greasy was that?
Yes.
And then he's going to bring in training, standing in the hallways, his new guy who's going to be more of the same. So do you feel comfortable with that?
No. I don't feel comfortable, and I've worked with his aide, his mm-hmm. Ms. Larry Sagaisai, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I up until this year, I have to say, I had faith in them, You know, I had faith in the democratic system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I thought they were helping us or helping me per
right.
se. You know,
mm-hmm.
I thought that they were helping our community, but going through the way the legislators work,
mm-hmm.
they are not helping us in any way. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another point that if you're out there and you're Democrat and you get mad at me, fine. I've spent all my life as a Democrat. When you're born in Mississippi and you're African American, what they tell you're Baptist and you're going to be Democrat because the Democratic Party does good things for people of color and what have you. And in fact, you know, they've let the world believe that what it is that black people just want to gather around the truck to receive the cheese. This is the image that the Democratic Party has portrayed for us, upon us, as a people.
But
and then now...
It's supposed to be for the working people, right?
Well, it should be for American
yeah.
people, but for some reason, you know, I mean, I guess to bait you and get you in and set you up for slaughter,
mm-hmm.
they tell you we're for you. But in reality, this Democratic Party, I don't believe that I've seen anything like it. People that won't return a phone call. They won't even introduce a bill because they believe that the other side
mm-hmm.
is going to veto it.
Yes.
Now, you know, this guy should go out and reenact the Wizard of Oz if he's capable of doing that, and we should hire him specifically to do our management of our monies and predict what our wars are going to be, predict what the next guy is going to do in war, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us when the asteroid, if he's that good. You know, so that borderlines and gold plays in the hands of, that's insanity, and it's fraudulent on the part of Calvin Say. You know, I've talked about this before, but imagine being an African-American here in this community, and you pick up the paper, and here's a guy, is head of an agency, tourism, talking about black folk, the N-word, and this and that, and deriding you.
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, you inquire of your senators, the Democratic Party, who's supposed to be caring for people of color and the people less fortunate and what have you. And Calvin Say lies and says, I'm going to look into it, and I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Through his secretaries, you have to chase him. I want to see what the records are. What are they going to do? What are these emails, or the racist emails? Wouldn't even then declare, oh, well, that's we can't release that. Hanabusa wouldn't release it. But if they were Japanese people or Chinese people or if they were other people of color or what have you, you would think they, if it was one of them, they would be strongly offended and wouldn't hesitate to raise hell.
Mm-hmm.
So this is this Democratic Party that's supposed to be out there helping us, and yet you can't tell them from a thug in the night.
No. And they don't give you the respect that we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah. You folk, and I too.
Carol, you know that I wrote many letters to the legislators. To the
mm-hmm.
legislators, because of this, you know, issue of overnight fishing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And in that alone, overnight fishing, I mean, what harm am I doing, you know? What harm am I doing to anybody? We're simply just trying to spend time down the beach overnight fishing in hopes to catch a fish, you know? And they can't even give me straight answers on that,
mm-hmm.
you know. I wrote a letter in the Hawaii Fishing News, and I spoke about them. Do you think any one of them answered or even called to say, Sandra, what's up with this? You know, why are you feeling unjust, or you know?
Well, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
But you've been at it for 3 years, and I,
I don't recall you saying you received a letter of a positive response from any of your legislators.
None. Mm. Not even a positive response through email. I mean, how hard is that?
Yeah.
When they ask us to do everything through email, you know?
And then get out there and stand on the corner at midnight and dodge cars or hold a sign and cheer them on and have them voted in. And then what do? They serve their masters. They serve the big businesses. They all come in with a special interest. This is to include the Republicans, too. I mean, I'm not going to spare them because, you know, I don't see them out there throwing themselves in front of the voting machines and saying, this is wrong, the Democrat. You know, they got their problems, too. But what's more troubling is that when you take the money of people through taxes, that's legal. When you go out and you represent them, and then you defraud them in getting their vote, that's criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even moral. And the willingness of them to do that and not produce anything that we can say today. Just yesterday, I decided to go down and check on the sewage spill, the Olawai sewage spill. But to better describe it as more accurately, it was a dumping of sewage by Hanneman administration. Now, that was going to be a temporary fix. They put some big black pipes there, maybe 5 feet in diameter, running in the... Well, it's still there. And I thought it was going to be a temporary fix. So where are our legislators? But anyway, what I'm going to do, I'm going to move on here.
But I just wanted to say another thing.
Okay.
People will notice that, you know, we need to vote for people, common people like us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to vote for us to people like us to get into the legislative.
But we got to be careful when we say that because originally. And in theory, that's what we are voting for. When we vote for the Bobby Bundas who were the sharecropper's son or a plantation worker or the Carol Coxes who are, and when we vote for them.
But then Carol, they may be the sons of plantation workers and everything, but they themselves are lawyers and you know,
right.
They have their own business and everything, and so they know how to manipulate the system, whereas people like us, common people like us, we're there to help the people.
Right. What I say, they start off. That's what they tell you. You see, and once they're in, they're chameleons.
Yeah.
They come in as this caring person and worried about the fabric of America, and you can't trust the Republican Party. You can trust us. And the next thing you know, you're up the creek without a paddle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and these are the things, and we got to be smart. And I hope, I'm really holding back. I have a lot more to say and a strong way to say it. But in this instance, I want to call it what it is. There is a party that sits in the state capitol here in Honolulu that does not represent anyone but themselves and their bosses, their big business. You know, they want to farm out. You know, they say, well, the Republicans say we want less government.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats say, well, we want less government, but we want our friends to be involved.
Uh-huh.
We want to privatize it. And the Republicans share the same view, but it seems like the people that own our government now is business.
Yes.
Nothing to do with the guy we voted for. We're over there struggling with the flag, allowing the flag to be flown here and there and whatever. That shouldn't be an issue. Then you find out that the clerk doesn't count the votes properly. That shouldn't be an issue. It should be automatic. This is America. This is Hawaii. If you want to fly a flag, wherever you are, you fly it, representing your country, your nation, whatever. But this is, our legislators can't get past that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I got some other things I'm going to be talking, but
Carol, I just wanted to let the people know that they're not working for us, so we should vote them out.
Yep, and don't vote for any that's in.
and do not vote for any of them who is in there.
And, yeah. So, okay, well, thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Carol.
All right, aloha.
Aloha.
Well, the frustration isn't, it's not boiling over yet. I believe, you know, we see the Tea Party on the other side and we see this. But the checks and balances, I mean, take for example, I just looked at, there was a press release, I'm just going to paraphrase it, but Hanneman is, Mufi Hanneman, the mayor here in Honolulu, is saying that since he's been involved, we have less sanitary sewage spills. Now, follow me, folks. I'm a little puzzled here. Sanitary sewage spills. This is the how they now phrase it, so that this is raw sewage. This is sewage that has not been treated, so it's not sanitary, and they shouldn't even be wetted. Those two words should not be wetted. But instead, this is the tactics that they're employing. The sanitary sewage overflow is diminished to 17%. And he goes on to say, during his administration, since his administration, things are looking better, and he's going to leave this place better than it was when he found it. Now, let me tell you, the EPA is breathing down our neck regarding the Sand Island Wastewater Treatment Plant. We have issues with non-point discharge elimination systems, or the NPDES. We have pollutants running around and here and there. And if you just take one example, and all of you homeowners and a lot of you apartment owners or condo owners wouldn't see the actual charge because you are in you pay it through the association. But as a private homeowner, look at your water bill. In 2003 or 2004, I don't have the papers right in front of me, but that price was approximately $48, the base sewage price. $48 back in 2003, 2004. That was what I looked at the bill, one of my bills. And today's price is $118. Now, you better bet he better leave this place better than he found it, and because he has doubled, higher than the inflation rate, just sewage alone. And yet we still have the Olawai piping system laying out there at Olawai. When is he going to fix that? So this is an example is to say to you, this is your clearest picture. That you, as a voter, I wouldn't vote for anyone, personally now, that sits in that state capitol again. I wouldn't vote for a single person that sits there because they've shown us we can't trust them, we can't trust their judgment, we can't trust their politics, we can't trust their morals, we can't trust their values, and we darn sure can't trust them with the legislation and setting policy, because they've proven it. So it is a troubling thing, and I'm not going to sit here and call it the big square building and this and that, but it is a state capitol. Bob, you there?
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's been a long time since I talked. It's good to talk to you now.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay. You know, the main problem is what? Is less than 50% really vote in the state? That's probably part of our problem, why these phony politicians get in office, because, you know, they got a voting block base that get out there and hold the signs and stuff, and they push, you know, that vote, and they win by, you know, really one quarter of the vote that should be voting. You know what I mean? So we're not really being represented by a small amount of people, and it's just like... All these people are kind of, because I've kind of been in politics and supported certain people, and I know how the errors work. I guarantee you it's just a small group of people that are pushing the movement forward, you know. Okay, but, you know, and you know how you could, the first way to stop that besides, you know, going down into the elementary schools and teaching, you know, civics and stuff like that, is the term limits. If we could just get a term limit in there, they couldn't get the momentum that they get, because all these guys that we're talking about, they've been in 3, 4, 5 times in office, right? Mm-hmm. Their usefulness has already been used up mm-hmm. in reality. I mean, they have no new ideas. You know what I mean? Their old hat, they're just the old, you know, the same railroad track leading us down to a, you know, deep, dark hole, as far mm-hmm. as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So term limits would be, we got to kind of fight for that, you know. And I just supported with Jessica Willey the last time around, and she's kind of disappointed me, too, even though she took a pay cut. And this pay raise for these guys, they ought to be, you know, tied and quartered for that, man. You know what I mean? How can they get more money when they ain't done nothing? You know what I mean? And everybody else is suffering, you know, 20%, 25% of what they had before, you know, been taken away from us by this devaluation of our dollar and stuff. You know? So the term limits would be the one thing, and, you know, why the pollution keeps going on around here, Carol, is because we have a big ocean surrounding us as our neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just dump stuff in there, and I'm talking local folk. Everybody does it just about on this island, throw something into the ocean and disrespect, disregard for you. You just walk along the beaches and dig into the sand, and you can just see years of pollution. You know, plastic, just that, you mean the other, huh? It's terrible. You know, I mean, it's been abuse of the Ina and the ocean for a long, long time because we never really had the right politicians that really cared about what's going on around them, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. It's sad to say that, you know, I mean, when the lady before, the first lady had talking about, get the common people, well, we got to get them common people out there that are, you know, ground zero in reality and, you know, push them. You know, support them, whatever we can, monetarily and, you know, volunteerism. Because, we're not going to conquer Rome in a day. It's going to take 10 minutes getting the common folk in there and really supporting them. And even then, they're on term limits. So if we have a fresh turnover, you know, of ideas and people, you're not going to get this nepotism and all this cronyism that we have now. And it's a sad... When you look at these guys, they're all sad sacks. You know what I mean? They ain't for nobody but themselves.
Yeah.
You see them on the, I don't have a TV or anything, but I hear them on the radio once in a while. You guys are such a bunch of liars. I mean, how can they get sleep at night, you know?
Well, they don't. They're busy striving and sneaking. They don't.
Yeah, they're like robots. You know what I mean? They don't need no sleep. The one thing is, you know, destruction of the human race in reality, you know?
But, you know, single steps and basic steps could be... a simple party, the independent party, or...
Oh, I'm already for that. When you talk about a party, I'll be the first guy to step up.
We need more choices. But, you know, if there's only 50% of the people voting, then that means that we should be able to get our act together. And I know that the guy goes and vie for and manipulate who manipulates the largest part of the smallest portion of the vote, or this 50%. So the thing is, local people, they say, let's keep our work local. And if you buy into that, I see on commercial, I'm voting for this guy because he's keeping jobs local. Right?
Yeah.
In other words, I'm voting for this guy because if a white person from the mainland came here, he's not going to get the job. And he's going to get it. So I'm voting for Calvin Say because he puts up with the racism.
Yeah, the racist attitude.
And then you go, well, where's your son at? Well, oh, my son's over in Illinois. He's working for the electric company.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Imagine the screams and the blood curdling screams.
Yeah,
you
just
get.
Look in the mirror. You're doing the same thing.
Right. You see, and then they had in California, you know, people of color couldn't go there. They had to pay a tax to come in and work in the peach orchards and on and on and on. And so let's do that here, you know, and our legislators are just so non-caring.
Yeah.
They don't care.
That attitude brings those people into a job that aren't even qualified, and then that just makes the whole thing worse, you see. So we're not really, by being localized, and the localism is really kind of hurting us in reality. If you pick the best man for the job, and he does the job, I don't care where he came from. But the bottom line is, if we have our little group already, we will be nurturing them kind of people to step into them jobs.
Yeah.
That's what we're not doing. You know, this education system is not teaching to that. We're teaching to this AYC test, you know, this test, you know what I mean, which is ridiculous, you know what I mean? Because I work with a school myself. I've been a volunteer for quite a while. And teaching to the test is not making it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got to teach to the local leads. You know what I mean? You want to keep local people here, you keep the local jobs here, you teach what you can do that's localized. Like a fisherman, a construction.
You improve the industries, but
right,
you don't.
That we have already. You know what I mean? We don't. We try to outsource our jobs. We can. People can come here and get a job if they're qualified. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they want to live, you know, the lifestyle, because that's why they came here. Oh, we love the climate. We love the people. You know what I mean? But the bottom line, like I said, if you start a party, and like you said, only 50%. I know. I think it's 46% of time. You know, I think they lie about all that. But if you just get one strong, like out there in Waianae, that'd be a place to start. Because they're all up in arms about dumping in their area, the way they've been treated for years and years and years. It'd be a pretty easy job to get.
Let's see how frustrated they are and how mad they are about the dumping, and see if they dump.
Yeah.
If they dump.
If they've been doing that in my neighborhood, boy, I'd be down at that with pitchforks and you know what, torches at that state capitol.
Let's see if they dump Hanabusa. If this is a true test.
Yeah.
Let's see the Miley Shimabukuro, the Kara Nawana, and those people that's out there, the Todd Apo, who works for Coalina and works for the city council. Let's see if the people in Waianae are really frustrated. See, let's see if they're really going to be. You understand? Because if I was them, I would dump the whole bunch.
I would vote.
Disneyland is coming. I would vote for Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Because the others are just goofy. I wouldn't deal with it.
Yeah. Well, they would do better because they're not human, so they wouldn't make all these human errors. You know, they'd act like animals or kind of fairer. You know what I mean? The human nature is evil. You know, we understand that.
And it's frustrating. When people, you know, some of the basic things, and if any of you out there got any information that would answer this for me, and I'll ask Thielen, I'm told now that the legislators were considering in the Senate to remove Thielen for some of the behavior that she's done, like Young. Now, I don't have any facts, but a source provided this to me. And that they've said, well, it's such a short term, we'll just let her finish it out. But here's the disturbing thing. They won't respond to the public's and the fishermen's letters and what have you. But I'm told now, and again, this is something I don't like to do, but it's more of a question and soliciting. If anybody has specific information that Laura Thielen is going to run for Fred Hemmings' position, please, I don't want to be gossiping and what have you, but this is something that I had heard.
Heaven help us if that happens, man, because she's the most incompetent woman I've ever seen.
But imagine now, here's the thing. If that is true, they know that the public has been complaining about her profusely, and yet they do nothing to correct that and then invite her into the chambers. If that's true now. You see, this is scary. This is when we know, when we see the Margawise, I'm going to take your position if you move up to lieutenant governor, you know, Bobby Bunda, if you do that, you know. And you see, and Calvin Say, whoever votes for him, I mean, ethic issues with this
And she's got so much baggage that's full of crap, you know what I mean? He should be, every guy voted in the last time. So the whole thing about this is the people, I think, a certain amount of people know that these guys are, you know, just no good for nothing, but they don't vote. You know what I mean? You don't think their vote counts. And it does. It really does.
Well, what we got to do is hopefully there become a campaign. And I don't see, you know, and again, this is the Democratic Party where I talked about earlier. Where I'm from, in Mississippi, originally as a child, I remember getting out there and protesting and going out and with my mother and other civil rights activists that were actually getting people going into the fields and where they're picking vegetables and chopping cotton and getting them to sign and vote. You don't see that kind of campaign out here, right? Right? So, you know, if we had that, why not a drive-through at the McDonald's at the City Hall when the person go and register his car? The average person that is of that nature goes in and registers Satellite City Hall. So why don't we see our Democratic Party registering people and initiating a campaign to vote? Because, see, they are able to manipulate the small population of voters. They got containment of that.
Right, you see, yeah. Well, that's the main thing. If we can get a bigger voter turnout, better candidates, It needs to start term limits. Like I said, we got to get a party, like you're saying, a party platform. But this real basic, you know, for a slow but sure change to the people rule the state of Hawaii instead of these guys with all the money and all the connections. I hate, like you were saying, the same moves up, the, one checker moves up, the next checker moves up, the next checker. It's disgusting.
Yeah. What is that, the Peter Prince or whatever in the military?
It ought to be tore down and thrown away in the deep blue sea as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's...
You know, you talked about Peter Young. When I was on the neighborhood board in Kahalu, I remember I had, almost attacked him every week about what he was doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This and that is everything. And I sent him the faxes, and I still got them and stuff. I pointed out all these, you know, illegal activities that were going on that was stealing money from the state. He did nothing. And then when Feeling came in, I did the same thing. She does nothing. She don't return no calls. And when you talk to her, it's like talking to a wall.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't get no response, and they'll smile, and they'll give you much obliged, and they'll, oh, we're going to do this and that, but then you never hear from them, or nothing happens. So talking to the people in office now, I think it's sort of a waste of time, and the people have to take this problem with our own hands. And we ain't going to, it's not overnight. We got to have people like me, you, and the other guys that are out there listening to join together and slowly but surely and chip away. And if we have one victory, One guy that thinks like the majority of the people in this state, which they do, we'd be a winner.
And all it is is just this action would be to reclaiming your government. It's taking back the reins, taking control. That's all. Nothing complex about this.
Yeah, it's not rocket scientists. You know what I mean? People that know what the people's needs are should be in office, not people that want their own needs satisfied. You know?
Let
somebody else talk. But we know what we need to do in this state, the people out there. Let's just stand up, man. Like the song, stand up and, you know, stand for what you believe in. And I think we'll win one at a time. That's all we need. We don't need a 15 new guys in there. One to show that these guys, we can do it.
No, yeah. You know? Yeah.
And that'll spur us on. One guy at a time. Two. In 5 years, we might have 15 guys, and that'll be enough to sway a lot of them votes and send it in the House.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, Bob, good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. You have a good week.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, you know, as you can hear, I don't want to, anger anyone out there. And I don't want you to go away thinking you had to agree or disagree with me. That's why I call this the Carol Cox Show. I'm trying to share with you what I think, rather than sitting and internalizing it. I come and I want to be overt about my thinkings and share with you some of these things. But whatever it's worth, whatever I say, place a dollar value. Just take a template, and if it's your water bill like I showed you, look at that. Go back and look at the basic sewage charge and see that the increase has doubled, more than 100% increase. Now, the city, I don't have the city charters when it was founded, but I'm going to venture to say it's been around for a long time. And in 2003 and 2004, the homeowners were paying $48 for basic sewage charge. In 5 years, it has more than doubled. And we still have, every day practically, a new water main break. And yet this guy declares that we have not sewage spills on the decrease, but sanitary sewage spills. And he described that they're from the pumping stations. Well, this sewage has not made it to the treatment plant when it spills on the streets and in the ditches and in the streams and in, out of the manholes. It might be considered sanitary if it went to the process of being treated there at the Sand Island treatment plant. But again, this is the kind of language that these guys, wordsmiths and slicksters, that's what they are. I have never in my life witnessed, and it's about time for change. Our environment is suffering. The Democratic Party here in the state of Hawaii, when you look at the number of homeless people, those are the people that at some point bought into the Democratic mantra. We got your back, bro. But again, I do want to say to all of you, if you see a commercial that say, I'm voting for Carol Cox because Carol Cox is going to keep all the jobs local, and Carol Cox is not going to let white people, Mexicans, or blacks from the mainland come here and take my job, I would say that's when you should lock your door and call for federal support in the form of police. Because if I recall right, that is some of the behavior and the language that Adolf Hitler used to stir the illnesses within the society there. Blame it on someone else. Don't blame it on the poor management of the entities that were governing that country in Germany at that time. But they got us now. And people so proudly, unions, and unions were part of the democratic process. And you see unions now portioning off their bit of the planet so that nobody from the outside can come here. And yet, those very people that, a great many of them, that are standing there saying that and in these unions went to the mainland and worked and went to school. Now imagine if what all hell would break loose if they were to go to another state and put in for a job, they'd scream, that's racism. You're discriminating against me because I'm from Hawaii. You won't let me. Imagine if you don't, and our legislators are willing to allow that. That's when we need to worry. And it's not reverse discrimination. It's just sick. I don't believe in such a thing as reverse discrimination, a reverse racism. Racism is racism, and it just depends on the individual who's doing it, and it's nothing to do with reverse or direct. It's just if you're a sicko and you're willing to stand on TV and say that, oh, don't let the white people from the mainland come over here, or don't let the black people come here, or don't let the other Asians from San Francisco come here because we want it for ourselves. And then most of these jobs, by the way, federal money. Military jobs, federal money. You see, it's not just that they're not serving us and that they're lying to us, the Democratic Party. They're willing to lie to us and not serve us and then make a commercial to inflame you so that you can continue to help them grow, nourish, and nurture their sickness. Their willingness to betray you and defraud you of your vote and true representation and good government, clean environment, you know, low crime and on, or no crime, not just low crime. Andy, are you there?
Yes, aloha, Mr. Cox. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Well, it sounds like you're talking about content of character. That's how we ought to look at each other.
Okay.
Color of skin or background or gender or ethnicity and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I say amen to you, what you're talking about.
Well, thank you.
Now, I hear you're very frustrated with the Democratic Party. I hear that you, I think, don't want to be involved with the Republican Party. You're talking about a third party, and other callers are talking about a party, different parties. But I wanted to know what your views are about states of the United States that, regardless of party, just run their states in a certain philosophical way. And by that I mean states that have the lowest taxes on their citizens have the highest amount of private charitable giving from their citizens who have low tax burdens, budget deficits.
We're coming down to the wire, so...
Right. Okay, those states that run their states that way are a great benefit to their citizens. It just so happens it happens to be usually Republican-led states.
Well,
low taxes, low tax burden, more business activity, better a standard of living for the people.
Well, that's good, then. I don't have to answer your question or your statement. You ask me a question, and then you tell me. I appreciate that. I'm not familiar and haven't gathered any information on that, but
I see.
I think that's nice of you, though, you know, to say what my personal feelings are and then proceed to tell me what
no,
you
I'm
know.
No, I'm asking
me.
You to.
Well,
you
I wouldn't care. Know because clearly you've asked a question and then you come with a conclusion. So I agree with you. If that is what you have found to be factual.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
so
but
the Republican Party wouldn't have any resistance to that. If
well, you didn't. You need to tune in at the beginning of the show. I said I wasn't attacking the Democratic Party and sparing the Republican Party. They're all sick.
Okay,
we have a sick nation. I'm the doctor that just walked in. I just finished my intern, and I look at this emergency room and I say, we got a problem here.
Okay,
the pulse rate is, and so you too need to educate yourself. Wait now. You too, I've talked to you before, you too need to let go. This is America, and that's the problem now, because parties get involved. We need to give people choices. See, that's one thing I advocate. But when you look at the Republican Party, I was trying not to, I want to emphasize the illnesses that are brought on by the Democratic Party and the trust.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go away thinking that I am going to go home and have a party, a private party for the Republican Party. No, it's not going to happen. But I appreciate your comments, and anytime, feel free to call in.
Well,
okay?
as a person who's diagnosing, I hope you'll look at the states that are doing well.
Well, I've been to Illinois, and I see that they arrest more black people than anywhere else, and on and on and on, and a lot of them are Republicans. So how do you want to look at it? You want to peel the cabbage back, leaf at a time, and call it a cabbage, or you want to just look at it whole?
I thought Illinois was run by Democrats, mostly.
You go there. I used to live there, so.
Chicago's a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. See, there you go. There's my man. See, let's not just talk about the micropolitan. Let's talk about the bigger picture, the whole cabbage, so not a leaf at a time.
Right.
Anyway,
well, hey
thank you, Andy.
All right, thank
all right.
you. Aloha.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get off that way and don't want to sound disrespectful, but when people ask you a question, ask you what your personal opinion is, and then proceed to tell you what the answer is, well, you know, then you really don't want to know what I think. But and I'm not equipped to answer that, and I wouldn't be foolhardy enough to even respond. But again, until I get more information, I want to remind you the Hawaiian Ocean Expo is coming up next week, 27th and 28th, and the Hawaii Fishing News and others will be there. Please be there, and maybe we can learn something there. And we are going to be getting out of here. The Tina Quizon Show is coming up next. And I appreciate all of you listening. And if I made you mad, then you've made me glad. Aloha.
I know just what to do.
Listening, and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.
Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.